Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Support for the Great Quad Cities Listen on WVIK comes from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.
My name is Emerald Johnson. I am a local coordinator with Iowa Resource for International Service. We bring kids from all over the world to live here in Iowa for an exchange year. And these are some of the kids that we've placed with families in the Quad Cities this year. We've got Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan Hull. I'm from South Africa.
And Huria.
Hi, I'm Huria Tariq. I'm from Pakistan.
What were your expectations and your beliefs about life in the U.S. before you got here, and how have they changed?
When I first thought of America, I thought big cities and just, yeah, huge cities. And then I didn't realize that they were like smaller communities. And I didn't realize that you had some actually really tight-knit communities. And I got here and to Davenport and I was like, I love this so much. And also when I heard I was in Iowa, I also thought of farms. But there are cities in Iowa.
What other things surprised you during your exchange year?
I usually thought that all the American families, like, they are not that close to each other. But when I got here with my host family, I saw, like, how they live like an actual family, like, back home. Like, they got kids and they, like, look after them. They're just, like, a happy big family. So, yeah, I was, like, really happy because I get to, like, see how American families work. So, yeah, that was a really cool experience.
I was definitely surprised by school. When I got here, I didn't, we have uniforms back in South Africa, so I was really, really shocked when, like, I could freely express what I want to wear.
Yeah.
And that was quite a shock. And also the way schools run, it's so much more open. So you can say your opinions in class, which I really like. So yeah, school was the biggest shock for me.
Now that you've been here for 9 months and you're only a month before you go home, what things about your country did you miss but that you didn't really think you would miss?
Food. And the metric system. It's yeah, when you have to make recipes and change from ounces to grams is quite something.
What do you think, because you're leaving in less than a month, you're going to be back home with your families in your home countries. What do you think you're going to miss most about your life here in the Quad Cities?
I'm really going to miss my school and my friends because they've all just accepted me and I feel like I've been here forever and I'm one of them. I am also really going to miss Whitey's ice cream. I'm going to ask my host parents to send like a box of it even though it probably won't make it to South Africa.
What would you say to people who are thinking about participating in an exchange year and studying out of their country?
Do it. It's changed my life. It's changed my view on the world completely. It's so worth it. And I always have people ask me, why would I want to miss school for a year and like be put back a year? Why would I go into a completely foreign country with people I have no idea of and like complete strangers? And I say it's because it's such an amazing experience. I get to meet awesome people, not just Americans. I get to meet people from Pakistan and Thailand and Egypt and from all over the world. This isn't just an experience for the exchange student. It's an experience for the host family as well. Because you bring a completely different culture into your home. And you, even though you're not seeing their country, you still see their country in your home. So you're bringing the world into your home, if that makes sense. It's just an amazing experience.
So what are your hopes for the future then? After you go home, what are your next steps?
Finish high school. Always finish high school. But I definitely want to come back to America in 2 years' time.
Yeah, I would say that when I go back home, I'm probably going to finish my studies. And I really want you to be a fashion designer, so probably go to a fashion school. And I would love to come back to New York and open my own fashion store, so... I made a jumpsuit and I wear that to Chicago when we were in Chicago and a lady came to me and she was like, where did you got that from? And I was like, I made that. And she was like, you should definitely sell that. And that was like the biggest moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And when she arrived, she never even knew how to sew.
Oh, yeah. My host mom helped me a lot. Like, she's like the hand behind me. Like now I know how to sew, how to cross stitch, how to knit and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
Very simple things, but they're big.
Big, yeah.
Okay, so like if this was our last conversation, which obviously it won't because I will probably talk to you for the rest of your lives. Is there anything that you would want to say to me or ask me?
How has hosting exchange kids changed you?
It really has made me a lot more aware of what's going on in the world. It makes me care a lot more. I mean, you even when you hear a news story, you always care, but then you get busy with your life. But now I know kids in all these countries, so when I hear a story about Saudi Arabia, I stop and I sit in my car, and then I email my kid in Saudi Arabia, and I say, hey, what's going on? You know, I'm thinking of you, and I hope that you're okay. And the same thing happens when I hear about just kids that I've met, you know, from Cameroon or something, and I hear a news story. It just hits you a lot harder and makes everything a lot more real.
The thing that I would like to, like, say to you is, like, thank you so much for doing all those great things that you have done for us, and thank you so much for being my local coordinator for this whole year. That means a lot to me. Yeah,
you're welcome. I've enjoyed having you.
Yeah, thank you for like all the opportunities and stuff like that. It's just been an amazing year.
Yeah,
I was so excited to find both of your host families. I couldn't have gotten you better families. I can't even imagine a better family for either of you.
Emerald Johnson, Megan Hull, and Haria Tariq for the Great Quad Cities Listen. To share your story as part of the Great Quad Cities Listen, sign up for a time and place to record at greatqclisten.org. This project was made possible thanks to the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.